Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sake. My name is MJ Omotenda, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm super stoked to be back right here chilling with everybody. And how you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. Still alive and breathing, and that's what matters right now. The album review today takes me to Congo, Brazzaville.
The latest African album review is...
Before listening to the car ride, I asked Lil Maro, who's the producer and musician behind the music here, what his motivation was for making this project. And he said, the desire to introduce myself as a composer and beat maker. And I know that people also appreciate instrumental albums to listen to in the background. Now, the car ride has 11 tracks, 40 minutes, 31 second runtime, released under Lil Maro Records on the 31st of July 2020. And Lil Maro is the primary producer with some help from Jared on the beats, Key Red on some instrumentation, as well as Michelle's on guitar, and Pale as a feature on the vocals. The album cover sees something that looks like a VW combi van, one of the old ones. And it's got this sort of golden orange color. It's just bright and so awesome. And the background is nice and scenic, sunny day. They look like apartments in some fancy place, I don't know where. And obviously, it's kind of saying, hop on to the combi van and just enjoy the car ride. Nicely done. I like it.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
You're the One featuring Pearl and Kirid is such a feel-good song. It has that R&B funk sound, while Pearl serenades us with some crisp accentuation. No lyrics, just harmonies to add that je ne sais quoi. Kirid completes things with some impressive work to stake his claim as one of the top guitarists I've ever heard, and I'm quite feeling this song. The song Urban Latino Movement, I think the title is kind of really revealing, but anyway, the song Urban Latino Movement is a party track off note. Think a cross between, I think, a little bit of dancehall and reggaeton, with a leading flute that lingers almost instantly. So when you hear it, you're like, yo, this sounds quite all right, you know? But one thing is for sure, it makes you want to move from side to side and just dance. It's a good one. And of course, to keep this podcast going, do consider making a donation. Go to motomotomusic.com, top right-hand corner. There's a PayPal icon. Click that, and please do make a donation. This is how we stay afloat. We gotta pay the bills for hosting and stuff like that, so help us out. Thank you. Anyway, moving on. The title track itself, The Car Ride, is a true ride. In a bouncing lowrider with that mad suspension kind of feel. Everything about this beat says West Coast, maybe LA, Dr. Dre, Exhibit, just thinking that wrong. It just sounds like that. It has that sound with a modern twist to what would otherwise be a mid-2000s number. The execution is impressive, to say the least. Lil Maro does very well to isolate the sounds so that the listener gets to feel why each sound is there. And I think that's just a unique signature of his beats. They kind of sound like that. Boom Bap is a great track to follow the title track. It's in the hip-hop side of things, but dripping with swag. The confidence, like, you cannot mess with me type of beat that any well-meaning MC in staking their claim would easily relish. So I think maybe it would make it somewhat of a battle song somewhat. Yeah? Maybe. AOS Team Theme is darker with the lower octave synths. Again, it takes a slight sample sounding like, I think it's Forgot About Dre, something like that. Somewhere in the middle of the song, you hear it and you're like, wait, this reminds me of something. Now, I have to ask, is Lil Mauro a Dr. Dre fan by any chance? Why I say this, because when you really listen to those hip-hop beats that are West Coast influenced, there's that Dr. Dre-ish thing about them. The closing track on the album, Hero, is even darker than AOS team theme. And all I can say is, this guy's good. He's really good. Don't Worry featuring Michelle's on guitar is a track to watch. I couldn't quite place the sample, but I think it just sounds familiar. And I've got a feeling Lil Mauro did tell me something about it, but you know what? I'll ask him again. But then this review is being recorded now, so whatever.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
In general, I'd say the album sort of has two halves. The first is more dance with R&B, and the latter definitely hip-hop with a West Coast spin. All by a Congolese producer in France. Like, come on, y'all. That's the coolest mashup of just influences I could tell you. I don't know what else I could say. One thing that captivated me about this album is the stereo width utilization. Easily one of the most captivating I've experienced on an album. Lil Mauro's beats are full and they leave no room for doubt. You know, sometimes you listen to music from different producers and you're like, yeah, it sounds cool. Or, you know, it sounds good, but maybe it's missing a little something. Nah, you don't get that with Lil Mauro. To be fair, he was signed to a major label back in the day, so you expect nothing of, you know, short of quality from him. And in that regard, every instrument was carefully placed, and the emphasis on it that even if it makes a 2-second cameo, it needs to be prominent so that it qualifies its place on the record. I think a high point for me is having such a quality album made up of so many different genres and none sounded out of place. Even though it's sort of two halves, when I said one is sort of dancing with R&B and the other one is, okay, this is hip-hop, the genres were still quite different, especially like it's 2-3 tracks where you're like, yo, this is a straight up like dance record, so to speak. And it just had me going like, who is this guy? You know?
Album review.
The final thoughts.
My picks of the album are Urban Latino Movement, Addiction, You're the One, the title track, which is the car ride theme itself, Congo Congo featuring Key Red, and Doigtre. I don't know if I said that right. If I were to describe Lil Mauro in one word for you as a producer, then the word would be range. And if I were to describe the car ride as a project in one word, then that word would be class. This is a class album. In some way, I feel the Lil Mauro name should be bigger, but I've no doubt it will be, seeing as he has the makings of a next level beatmaker who has been in the same rooms with some of the biggest name in the French music industry, particularly after albums such as Kimberlite Zoo. The Car Ride is a great instrumental album to have in the background, and for sure, like he said, you would enjoy it. And you would vibe to it while cleaning your house or on a road trip with good vibes on your mind. It's an excellent album, and you should check out Lil Mauro's catalog. You might actually find something special there because he does a lot of this production stuff. Anyway, listen to The Car Ride online. It is across most streaming platforms, and it's definitely worth it. Give it a try. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MG Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.